You have a very special fundraising event coming up, and it's to help fund a documentary, a very special documentary. And I can hear people saying, oh, here, somebody else wants money for something. But this has got quite a story behind it, and I'm going to let you tell it.
Thank you, Dan. Leo Spellman, who was actually the cousin of the character who was the center feature in the movie The Pianist, for which there was an Academy Award given, was a famous musician in Poland just in the 1930s. And when the Nazis arrived in Warsaw, he fled with his wife into the forests, spent 18 months there, and then another 18 months being hidden by a Polish Christian family. When he was finally released and spent some time in a refugee camp waiting to be accepted by some country, he wrote a three-part classical musical piece, one part representing the Nazis arriving, one part representing the years of deprivation, and then the liberation. But when what we would now call PTSD, he couldn't stand to look at this music, just reminded him of all the terrible times. He stuck the music away. Then got accepted for residency in Canada, spent most of his living years in Toronto as a musician there. And then when he was being moved at age 90 to a retirement home, his daughter found this music. She took it to Paul Hoffert, who we should recognize as the leader of the Lighthouse rock group from the 70s and 80s, still performing, actually, but Paul is also now a professor of music at York University. He loved this music. He arranged it, set it up, got an orchestra to play it, debuted it at the Washington Holocaust Museum, and then Leo Spellman, just before his 99th birthday, got to hear it played in Toronto. He died just a few months short of his 100th birthday, at which time they found his diaries from those war years. Paul Hoffert wants to try now to mount the music against the memories from that diary. And personally, I found it very moving for two reasons. First of all, Paul wants to raise the money for this documentary, not from crowdsourcing or something like that, but from the people who really would feel the story. Secondly, I think it's so important now with what's happening in the world that we try to not repeat the terrible history of the last 50, 60, 70, 90 years, but that we try to remember where we were and how we got out of that situation. His story is so dramatic, both the time that he spent in captivity and his memories of the horror of those years. To have that now brought out in a documentary that Paul Hoffert and his son will produce, I think is very, very important, particularly at this time in history.
And this is something coming at a time when we perhaps, and you alluded to it, we need a reminder. We need a new kind of reminder of the horrors that came with the war. We've seen all kinds of documentaries over the years. You and I can go back to our public school and high school days and remember the lessons that we got in history class. But those are faded memories now. Those are faded documentaries. Something new, something for a new generation would be great.
Most definitely. I'm in my late 60s now. My generation is the first generation that did not have to go to a world war, thankfully. But we had our fathers and our grandfathers to tell us the real stories. The next generation doesn't even have that. And people like the people who are remembering Base Borden's 100th anniversary and remembering Vimy Ridge at this time are trying to make sure that the next generation is aware of what happens, that we're not a generation that forgets history and then is doomed to repeat it. We want to try to bring to ourselves and to our children the memories of these terrible times, why we now have to avoid them, how we got out of them, the kind of peace we've lived in for the last 50 years, and try not to repeat the mistakes that were made back then.
An important story to be told, and you are part of this fundraising effort. Tell us what's happening in that regard.
On April 29th at 7 o'clock, Am Shalom Congregation, as part of Holocaust Week celebrations, will present Leo Spellman's story, both by showing pieces of the film that's being put together about his life, and also some of the music that he wrote. Paul Hoffert from Lighthouse will be there with some of his musical friends, and the Am Shalom Choir will also perform. perform. There'll be refreshments afterwards, and all proceeds, is only $40 a ticket for what will be a wonderful evening, and all proceeds from that will support the documentary that Paul Hopper wants to put together.
Where do people get tickets? Where do they find the
You can get the tickets. You can get the tickets from Am Shalom Congregation by calling it during office hours, or leave them an email, and they'll put aside tickets for you that can be picked up at the door. There's only 250 seats available. We sold over half of them already are sold, but we would really like to make it a sellout evening. I think it'll be one that people will find very, very rewarding.
And these kinds of fundraising events have been taking place all over?
Paul Hopper has been taking his movie around. He does not want to get, like I said, the crowd sourcing. He wants it to be money raised from the community, the communities that feel the story. And he's about two-thirds of the way to collecting the monies, and some of the money that he's collected now have put together bits and pieces of trailers. He's visited the little village in Poland where Leo Spellman hid, and he has some of the trailers from the movie that will be shown at the Am Shalom fundraiser.